Test szósty. Zadanie czwarte. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedzi siedmiu osób na temat problemów z sąsiadami. Przyporządkuj każdej z nich jedną z podanych poniżej opinii. Wpisz odpowiednią literę od A do H w kratki od 4.1 do 4.7. Jedna z opinii została podana dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Speaker 1.
The problem is that solutions are based on the premise that both sides are capable of being normal and sensible. I have had a dispute with my neighbors for years. They virtually live outside in the garden, go to bed at 7 p.m. and rise at 4 a.m. all year round, have a fortress mentality and a Jack Russell Terrier that barks at the slightest cue. You can't negotiate with nutters. The only choice is to use lawyers to prove you mean what you say.
Speaker 2.
I had terrible neighbours underneath me who used to argue a lot and repeatedly slam doors, if they weren't playing loud music, that is. I eventually talked to them, and they seemed quite embarrassed that I could hear every word of their arguments, and I wasn't bothered too much again. I think many people are unaware that they're being noisy. A friendly, assertive word should be enough, but that may not always be the case.
Speaker 3.
It would be nice if a calm exchange of words could help those who are clearly unable to understand that putting their subwoofer speakers on their bedroom windowsill and then playing heavy metal for hours at a time might be upsetting to their neighbours, but I doubt it. Something to bring up in citizenship classes for our children, maybe. But in the meantime, for the problems we are facing now, a visit by the police and a financial penalty might help reintroduce a social conscience.
Speaker 4.
I regularly ask my neighbours if I make too much noise, as I don't wish to upset them with my home cinema system. And conversely, I have no problems with them. It's all about being considerate of other people, something that's rarely considered important these days, it would seem.
Speaker 5.
Trouble is, where do you draw the line? A little noise and disruption is fine, you have to expect it, especially in summer when windows are open day and night. The problem is those delicate, sad individuals who have nothing better to do than complain. And there are far too many of them, in my opinion. Whatever happened to tolerance?
Speaker 6.
I feel a lot of disturbances have more to do with the feeling of insecurity and attention-seeking of individuals, rather than unknowingly disturbing the neighbours. Where I live, people shout every other word for attention. Playing loud music and having loud parties in the heat of the summer is just an extension of this. It's a classic case of fear, frustration, and wanting to be noticed.
Speaker 7.
What's needed is almost a people's charter of what we can expect from each other as good neighbours, and some recourse when this is proved to have been broken. Is it really right that an elderly lady is expected to confront a teenager over the noise and no one supports her until she gets injured? Even when it comes to this, local councils and the police don't want to know, with councils failing to penalise tenants who cause problems.